Today, I'd like to talk about the field rice cultivation in the relation to the no-till and the cover crop management. This figure shows our typical upland field, so most Japanese farmers pay attention to the cash crop in the summer crops, but they do not pay attention so much in the winter season. The furrow treatment is a common management that is making some the wind erosion, and this soil dust make degrading the local environmental quality, also degrading the soil carbon content, and also reducing the soil biological diversity. So here is the objective, this research objective, the cover cropping and no-till farming might be effective tool to improve the carbon input and enhance the soil biological activities. However, there are little information on contribution of soil fauna activities to establish optimum nitrogen management in between no-till and rotary-till field. The rotary tillage is one of our conventional tillage systems that destroy the soil structure is one of the big problems. Using the N15 tracer method, we examine the influence of the tillage treatment between the no-till and rotary tillage on cover crop residue decompose ratio and N15 distribution in each soil fauna species and N15 uptake by field rice growth. So here is a material method. The experimental was conducted at the experimental farm of Ibaraki University. Our university is located in the Kanto, Japan, near Tokyo. So our soil type is andesol. So this research is one of the part of the long-term cover crop and tillage researches. The long-term cover crop tillage research is we put the main plot is a tillage system is consisting the plow and rotary and no-till, and subplot is a cover crop species consisting the hairy veg, rye and farrow. We put a randomized complete block design with split plot and with whole replication. This research this long-term research we started in 2002 and now still continues. But this research, we are just focusing on the two soil ecosystem, the no-till with rye cover crops and rotary tillage with the furrow treatment, that with whole replication. We did research in 2005 and 2006. In this plot, we make a small micro plot, 50 centimeter by 50 centimeter. We put the N15 labeled rye input there. We put the rye cover crop already labeled N15, so we measure the distribution in the nematode, the soil fauna, and the roots, and the stem, and the grain. We also measuring the soil fauna biomass using the hand sorting and through grain method, and for nematode sampling, we use a mesh screening method. So we also measured the rice dry matter accumulation and N15 dry matter accumulation, N15 distribution in soil fauna and N15 uptake by field rice growth. As we did both year, we did sampling in the May, August, and October. This picture shows our no-till planters. This is a vertical shear making some ditches, and this equipment very good adapted to the no-till with cover crop field. So here is the field activities. The tillage treatment provided in the only conventional tillage field with the rotary tillage, the early April, and field rice planting is late April, and N15 labeled rye cover crop is early May, and the soil fauna, first soil fauna sampling is before add the N15 labeled rye, and soil fauna and crop sampling second time we did mid-August, and field rice harvest is early October. At the same time, we did the soil fauna sampling again. Here is the result and discussion. So this figure shows the soil fauna biomass in May and each Solfauna species, we put the, some the common name is Solfauna. So here is a conventional till field and here is a no-till field. And usually, the no-till field shows a high Solfauna biomass compared with the conventional till field, especially the beetles larvae and the, some beetles is a very high, a very great Solfauna biomass in no-till soil. And this figure shows the Solfauna biomass in August. And also in this August shows a no-till field shows a high, great Solfauna biomass compared with conventional till field. Especially the earthworm is a very high. We can see some significant difference between the tilled system. So in no-till system, earthworm in no-till system shows a great earthworm biomass compared with the conventional till system. However, the beetle's larvae is a very heterogeneous distribution existing, so the value is very big, but the, there are no significant difference between the TH treatment. This picture shows the Solfauna biomass in October. In October, there are no significant the difference is getting small between the TH systems. In the conventional system, the beetle larvae biomass is getting bigger compared with no-till system. Here is delta N15 concentration changed in soil fauna. In the May, the, all soil organisms show the low N15 concentration because the May is just before the add the N15 double dry, but in August, the N15 concentration extremely high value shows, especially the earthworm or the nematode and corymbola show the high N15 concentration in their bodies, because this result suggesting the earthworm or nematode they are eating directly the rye cover crop residues. The next is spiders and the centipede and the beetles. They are a little bit lower compared with the above organisms. So maybe these organisms is they are eating the indirect in the rye cover crops. So but the October the most of all the organisms the concentration is getting reduced. However, the nematode was still higher. So this result shows that in the nitrogen cycle, in the two soil ecosystems, is some earthworm, maybe keystone, and some the, but this nitrogen pathway is very quickly happened. So this data shows the rye N15 distribution in soil fauna. The 2005 and 2006, we can see some significant difference between the TH treatment in the August. So the no-till soil shows a high, no-till soil shows a high N15 distribution in soil fauna compared with the conventional till system. In the August, the value was getting reduced. However, the also in 2006, no-till soil showed a high N15 distribution in soil fauna compared with the conventional till field. But in the October, this relationship has been reversed. So this figure shows a live N15 in soil fauna in August. So the no-till field. The soil fauna, the N15 distribution is much bigger compared with the conventional till field, but especially the earthworm. The earthworm N15 distribution is much higher compared with the conventional till field. But in October, there are no, the difference between the conventional till and the no-till is not so big. So here is a field-wise dry matter accumulation. In the both years, the stem and leaves and grain, the above ground dry matter accumulation is A no-till field shows a great value compared with the conventional till field. And here is a rye N15 recovery by field rice. In also, this data shows in both year above ground labeled rye N15 recovery is higher in no-till field compared with the conventional till field. We can see some significant difference in the grain. So here is the total of the dry matter accumulation and total of rye N15 recoveries. In the total biomass in the both year 2005 and 2006, the no-till field shows a high, great dry matter accumulation compared with the rotated soil. Below figure shows the nitrogen N15 recoveries. So the 2006 in the conventional till field, in the rotary till field, is just a 10% recovery, but the no-till field shows a 12% recovery. In the 2006, the just only in rotary field, just only 5% recovery, but the in no-till field shows a 10% recovery. So in both years, the no-till field shows a high nitrogen recovery. So here's the conclusion. That using N15 Tracer method, we examine the influence of TH treatment between the no-till and rotary till on N15 distribution in each soil ecosystem and N15 uptake by field rice growth. A doubling of cover crop nitrogen contribution to the subsequent crop was observed in no-till with cover crop compared with the conventional till treatment. The earthworm in no-till soil ecosystem, no-till soil, significantly contributed to decompose of cover crop residue and nitrogen cycles. The no-till with cover crop management may increase the carbon source and enhance the decompose process due to the soil fauna activities in Japan. Thank you very much. So is 5%,
Delta and 15.
Okay, yes.
And that's why you got very high values.
But we make this high value, the rye, N15 labeled rye in the greenhouse. We grow it and we add.
Oh, so it was not natural abundance.
Not abundance. No.
Oh, you're calling Delta and 15. There is a natural abundance.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's N15 enriched.
Yes, enriched. But we enriched the N15 labeled rye before in the May, and I measured the distribution, how to sort of found.